Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you so much for being as patient as you have been. I've got to say that this has been a long time coming, and that we have actually taken a really long break from Spotify and Anchor. So, without any more formalities, let's just get right into this. Long time coming. Wow, it seems like it has been a while since I dropped a recording on my podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about self-awareness because it seems to be all the buzz that I keep on pushing on YouTube. And I have to say that I feel strongly about this topic, and I'm probably going to get into it on YouTube as well. But first, on my other platforms, I want to divulge first. You heard it first here about the importance of self-awareness, right? So we're just going to pull up some why. What it is to be self-aware, and what is actually the difference between self-awareness and like having a neuroses or being self-absorbed. Now, the self-awareness is just the ability to perceive and understand things that make you who you are as an individual, including your personality, your actions, your values, your beliefs, your emotions, and your thoughts. So it's almost like as if you're stepping outside of yourself in many ways. To really evaluate what makes you tick and what are some of the things that are important to you. And this is super imperative and important for relationships because it says that you know exactly what it is you want in your life and what you don't want in your life. And the difference between that and being just plain old-fashioned self-absorbed is just that you tend to not make anyone else, you are preoccupied with other people, with your emotions and your situation, right? There's always too much going on in your life. And it's not so much that you are aware of yourself as you pertain to other people, but just, I am just worried about me and what I want, and that is all that matters. And there is a very fine line in understanding those two differences in a relationship. And often I hear a lot of this on social media platforms, especially YouTube, where I follow a lot of male content because I'm very interested in knowing and understanding what men are saying on this topic. Is that modern women are very, very much the latter, self-absorbed. They're only concerned with their situation. They're very much aware about, what is important to them, but they're not willing to bring anything, if anything, at to the table to make sure that they are able to compete in a more realistic and fair manner in the dating game. And I find that it is very complicated. And in the beginning, when I started reviewing and listening to a lot of male content, I was very defensive of women and are defending women and trying to understand more why it is that they were finding all of these anecdotes. As I started to look back on my own dating experience and history, I could identify and align myself all too well with the personality of being extremely self-absorbed. Now, I talk a lot about these personality traits on my Patreon, but I just want to make sure that we're clear about what self-absorption can look like in a relationship, in besides, and how that differs very, very, very much from being self-aware. If you're overly concerned with yourself, including your own feelings and thoughts, that you are missing out on cues, and people tend to think that it's only selfish people that are self-absorbed, but people who also want to like bring across sort of like a pity party, so sort of like a woe is me, and they're very disingenuous with the way they approach their relationships. They're only looking to figure out and see what they can get, and not what it is they can give. They don't see the reciprocity in relationships as just for their own benefit. Then that is something that I would be hard pressed to say is not exactly self-awareness. Self-awareness is about growth and about being your best self, showing up in the best possible light, to get the best possible income, the income, Freudian slip there, best possible outcome for both you and the person you choose to be with. Now, it is very important for men in the dating scene to recognize the difference between the two things. A self-aware woman is not insecure and does not see the need to talk about herself and to be complimented constantly and to show up and show off what it is she's bringing to the table. She knows that that is something that is completely obvious and that she doesn't need necessary constant reassurance in being in you pointing that thing out to her and to her to your group of friends or people who are important to you when introducing her. Now, of course, you want to make sure that you are doing those things naturally as often enough as possible, but it is very important that you recognize somebody that is satisfied with the amount of attention that they're getting and someone who is not, who is never satisfied. Their level of attention or their need for attention is a bottomless pit. They cannot ever be satisfied with the amount of attention, love, and affection that they give. And they're always trying to up the ante. Now, ladies, I am not here to downplay you. I'm not here to criticize you. I know a lot of people on my other platforms think that I am always siding with the man. I think that male advocacy is something that is extremely important because men have a really rough time. And I know a lot of men who are suffering in silence because they don't have enough women who are checking other women about this kind of behavior. Now, it's not to say that there are not some men out there who are going to do you wrong and do you bad. And that is why self-awareness is very, very important. In certain psychology, schools of thought, it is important to note, especially from the book, what was the name of that book again? The name of the book was The Road Less Traveled, which is basically a spiritual book about dealing with some of the psychological issues that people who've experienced levels of trauma deal with their trauma. And one of the things that we learn about dealing with trauma in psychology is that you have to be able to understand your level of self-awareness. If you're an introvert, try to be a little bit more extroverted. If you're somebody who's naturally prone to be a little bit exaggerative, then try to tone it down a little bit. Introducing yourself to the side of you that is not so much the natural way of being for you can help you to be a more balanced human being and also help you to understand different parts of yourself and how you tick. It is not about feeding your ego, whether it be an ego that says to the world, I am the victim, everybody's against me, or everything is about me, and I'm so great and so awesome and wonderful, and I can never make a mistake and I'm never wrong. This sounds familiar. This is actually quite the norm when it comes to how modern women think. We refuse, and I put myself in this category as well because I'm a recovering woman, modern woman. We refuse to accept responsibility for some of the things that we have openly allowed to take place in our lives that are completely our responsibility to check and to do better at. And we always want to point the finger on the other person. Accepting personal responsibility as to why our life is in shambles or in disarray is the first healthy step towards better self-awareness. Understanding that these are some of the things, see, these behaviors, these actions, these ways of being, and these ways of thinking is as a direct result of the lifestyle that you are now experiencing. And the person, or yeah, the person who is in complete control, sometimes 100% in control of changing said situation, is the one staring back at you in the mirror. Now, to a lesser degree, some issues are harder to deal with than others, but there are many, many things that you can do right now, including change some of the things that I just listed earlier in your life, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. Check those things at the door so that you can have the life that you say you want. I hope that you have been well, and if you like this content, please share this kind of content with your friends and family. It would really do me a solid in the algorithm. All right, I'll see you in the next one, guys. Bye.